Well, to start things off, no Rick, no Carl, no Michonne, no problem. Because this was one of the best episodes of The Walking Dead ever. How's it going, folks? This is Nick Valente, ReviewFix.com. And this is Season 4, Episode 10, entitled Lost and Found. Where do we begin? I mean, what an episode. This is one of those survival run for your lives. Basically like had an effect of a zombie movie. Yeah, that's how good this episode was. You're always on the run. You had a few different characters in each in their own scenarios where they left off after the showdown that took place at the prison. So, I mean, you knew that was going to happen, where these characters were going to be left off, what situation they're in. From the start, it gets off to a pretty good start. I believe we start off with Daryl and Beth. They're running for their lives. They're falling all over the place, in the middle of the forest and in the woods, running away from walkers. And interesting enough, we have a voiceover of Beth from a journal entry that she wrote, which I think took place when Rick and the group met up at the farm. It was season two. So she was saying how this could be a good start for everybody. They could start a family there. They could live there forever. And, now from then on, it's all about survival now. So, she wants to find her sister and the rest of the group. Daryl, you could tell he's not only is he exhausted physically and mentally, but he just has that stone face like, all right, let's do what we got to do. But at the same time, you could tell he's a little out of it. He's shooting zombies left and right, with his bow gun. And then we get to Tyrese, who it turns out he has baby Judith. So that's a sigh of relief there. So she's alive, and unfortunately for him, he's stuck with both Lizzie and Mika. Mika, I mean, she's a cute kid, a sweetheart, but a little bit of a scaredy cat and a bit of a pain in the ass, so to speak, because Tyrese could lay a fart and she'll run off into the woods. Every little thing, who burps, has branches. Oh my God, it's the walker! Oh my God! And then Lizzie, on the other hand, she's tough and also a bit of a psychopath, which you'll find out in the episode. And her involving baby Judith was not very comfortable to watch. Yeah. Basically, you'll be screaming at your television set saying, well, why would they show something like this? Especially parents. And then we get to Maggie, Sasha, and, the same thing. Maggie's worried. Maggie's worried half to death on what's going on. Where's Glenn? And, the thoughts running through her mind. She wants to run. Sasha tells her, she wants to go find Glenn. Sasha basically tells her no. And, that's it. Bob is there. I forgot to mention Bob. So Maggie runs off. They find the school bus that I guess Glenn took off on. And that was a pretty interesting scene. She opens up the, they have zombies come out one by one to see if it's, if the lucky zombie is Glenn. And, from what we see, he made it out alive. Because now we look at his his scenario. And it ends up that he ended up at the prison. He never left. He was just knocked out unconscious for quite a while. So, we go back to him. He wakes up. He starts screaming, Maggie! Maggie! She's not there, of course. And, that whole scene was interesting. It was a bit of a mix of a Michael Myers movie, a Halloween movie, and a Resident Evil video game. Because he's all alone, and he finally, he starts getting all his everything that was left behind at the prison, some rations such as some knives, some food, Maggie's picture, which he breaks down crying after he sees it, and deservingly so. I mean, in the middle of the zombie apocalypse, the last thing you want to do is lose the loved one. And then he armors up. He goes through all the walkers in the prison, and he finds Tara, who is part of Team Governor. And interestingly enough, she basically feels bad about picking the wrong side, and she finds out how much of a scumbag the governor was. And to end things off, I guess Glenn basically has a soft spot and just says, "Hey, listen, I know what you did, but I really need you, and we'll put everything." all, you know, differences aside, I know you were on the wrong team, but, you know, I really need you right now. I need your help. You know, instead of killing her, like, doing the, you know, things the barbaric way, you know, yeah, survival of the fittest, he, you know, he wants her by his side. Because he, you know, in the time of his life right now, he's in the middle of a zombie apocalypse, he's alone. And every little, you know, whatever he can to get help, he'll get it. And, you know, luckily Tara is there to help him. You know, they take it from there. They run into a few walkers. And then, you know, obviously Glenn collapses because he's still weak from that, I guess, that virus that he had. And then Tara, you know, just goes ballistic on one of them. You know, they end up killing all of them. And all of a sudden, we run into a few new characters. And one of them is Mr. Abraham. So yeah, that's pretty interesting. Yeah, we'll see what happens with that, but you know, it should be an excellent episode you know, next week. So, but you know, not to the episode. I mean, it was a great episode. You know, you're always you're always focused on that screen because you know, yeah, you never knew what would happen. But all I got to say is you do feel for Tyrese because, you know, poor guy. Yeah, you know, he's put in a crappy situation. You know, he's got to watch not only a baby girl, you know, an infant child, but also, you know, two girls. One of them a bit of annoying and the other one's a bit of a psychopath. But the good news is we have the return of Carol. So Carol comes back. You know, she saves the day. And she saves basically Tyrese and the two girls from being attacked by walkers, and we find out about, you know, what Carol's been up to a little bit, so that was pretty interesting. So everything you wanted from this episode, you got. I mean, most of the answers you know, we were seeking for the time off that the show was off the air for a little bit, you know, we got, especially Carol, so that was cool to see her back, and she looks like she's been a bit busy. She looks like a bit of a mix of Jamie Lee Curtis and Lara Croft with all the knives and stuff. Obviously, her short hair. You know, that's it was pretty cool to see her back. But you know, the ending of the episode was really cool. So now we have a next big character in Abraham. So if you all don't know, he was also like the governor. He was also a comic book character. So it should be interesting. Yeah, with that, overall, it was a tremendous episode, one of the best so far, especially this season, even though it's the second episode of the second half. But, you know, it was fun, it was thrilling, it was exciting. And, you know, the good news is now, you know, after that crappy first episode, this one really picked up. And it should go well for the rest of the season, hopefully. So I know we say that all the time, but, you know, let's see what happens now. So with that said, I'm Nick Valente, ReviewFix.com. Until next time.